I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello. Welcome to the Gaby J After the Show podcast. Happy Monday. What's going on?
Kevin! We love you.
I don't know what it was, but boy, it feels like the studio is about 15 degrees warmer than what it was.
I feel like a cooked marshmallow.
Yeah, maybe 20.
All right.
I walked in here. I was like, well, it's a little warm in here. You guys, we going sauna?
Birdman's going to take care of it. It's going to get real cold. Winter is coming, Ralston.
I think it feels good. I may have turned it up.
Oh, okay. I walked in. I was like, woo.
You're wearing a cloak.
You're wearing a ski cap.
It's hot as balls up in here.
Yeah, I got a little warm in here. The rest of the building, it got freezing.
It was great, and then he turned it down and made it too cold.
It's the first time I touched it today. Kevin is right. People always ask, Bird, why are you dressed like a fucking winter?
Idiot.
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's just what I think.
It's cold in here. It is cold. This building is cold.
Yeah, the building, the KVJ office, it's got one of those vents right there. They're the huge industrial size, and it is, I'm not even lying, it is a good 20, 25 degrees cooler, I swear, than like this studio was.
Our poor sweet Denny suffers from freezing nipples.
Aw.
Sweet Denny's.
Maybe you should go in there and warm them up.
Who's to say I have it?
Make a video. We need the views.
I keep my man's titties nice and warm. Don't you worry about that.
That's very kind of you. Very kind. Yeah, so here we are. Thanks for your emails. And this is where we just kind of like break it down and give you a little behind the scenes and just chat about extra stuff that happened from the regular show and our lives and whatnot. Got this one from Matthew. Matt B. in Cali said, hey, I love the new COVID-19 game you guys played on Friday where you can't say those forbidden words. It's a lot of fun as a listener. I hope it continues. The punishment this time was hilarious, but I think you should do it more often with different punishments. Please don't stop doing it. Maybe when you do, you got to take a drink. Oh, boy.
I agree with that email. That's just good, clean fun, kids.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really wasn't that clean. It turned kind of...
Yeah.
Dirty.
Kind of turned dirty. Yeah.
Two naked dudes.
Pirate.
Yeah.
Talking like a pirate.
Yeah, maybe on the cocktail hour we could do it coming up on Friday and do it with drinks there. You're home and you can drink as much as you want. Act a fool.
I like that Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, that was fun. Did that.
That's just fun to play just to find out some shit about y'all. Stuff I may not have even been thinking about.
Secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you guys want to join us on Friday, we'll be back on Facebook. So thanks to everybody who jumped in on that. Appreciate it.
And I like the scavenger hunt. That's a fun game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that you guys can take what we're doing there on Fridays and play with your own family and whatever. Though maybe clean it up if you got kids playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be a better call. Let me see some of the emails that we got, other stuff today. This one from Mark, a little suggestion if we do any more drinking stuff. Try a new whiskey. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and here we have Jack Daniel's Distillery and George Dickel's.
Dickel's? I'd love to put a little Dickel in my mouth.
Yeah, well, you can. George will help you.
That's sweet of you, George.
Yeah, I want to send Jaybird some of their signature series whiskey. He will love it.
I'd love some Dickel whiskey.
Let me know where I can send it. So if you'd like George's Dickel, he will send it to you.
Dickel whiskey.
Yep.
Put that email in the stack of emails you'll never do anything with.
Why are you always on my ass? Is that just a hobby? You're bored? I got some things you can do.
It's called my job.
Are you bored? Dressing like a fucking 90-year-old woman?
Got Jonathan also checking in the Facebook chat room from North Carolina. So thank you very much for checking us out there.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Is that your sexy voice?
No, that's me trying to do a North Carolina accent. Hi.
Oh, is that North Carolina?
I like that. I love the North Carolina accent. It's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
On girls. I think it's really cute on girls.
On guys, you sound like Forrest Gump.
A little bit.
Do you think having a Southern accent yourself, you could take an accent and say which state it's from?
Absolutely.
You heard it?
Totally. I know a good Texas.
I think we're pretty good at dialect.
Yeah, I could tell a Texas from a Georgian.
Yeah.
I could tell the difference.
They are radically different.
Texas got a little bit more, I'm going to fuck you up. Georgia got a little more, oh, I'm going to help you, you little fucker. It's like more
that's what they got?
Yeah,
okay.
A little bit more peaceful.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to help you because it looks like you already fucked shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can usually hear up where I'm from is kind of where it starts a little bit, like when you start getting into West Virginia, Kentucky, and that area is kind of where you start a bit of the drawl. But it's kind of got its own, like, all right, let me tell you.
Yeah, West Virginia is different.
It is.
It's got a different hagger to it.
It does. Hagger is a good way to put it, yeah.
And there's even some parts of Florida that kind of has more of this kind of a sound going on.
Yeah, and they own plantations?
No. More like in the panhandle.
That's Georgia.
Like a panhandle. Parts of Alabama, parts of southern Georgia kind of has more of a like this.
Okay. It'd be a fun little challenge for Virginia. See how she can identify her southern accents.
That'd be fun.
Can she name the states?
That's a great challenge for Virginia that Jay Bird's probably going to interrupt with his own interjection.
We can play together.
Yeah.
And then we'll get in a fight, and then we'll be on opposite teams, but it'll be fun.
Ain't nothing but love over here.
Yeah. If you have you got a drawl or a twang or whatever you want to call it.
That I love that accent. That's the kind of accent you want to marry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like the British accent, too.
I do like a British accent.
On Too Hot to Handle, very global. So there's like a guy from Australia. There's a girl from Canada. There's girls from Ireland. There's girls from England. There's girls from the U.S. Like, it is very
global.
Multinational.
Yeah, that's smart because, you know, that's the thing that I guess I'd never really thought about was how global Netflix is. And it is. So they're probably trying to come up with shows that appeal to everyone in their audience. And
they're touching every accent.
And there's one girl that's got a British accent. And she keeps on saying things like, oh, I want to be a little naughty. I wouldn't mind being a little naughty.
I want to be a little naughty.
I want to be naughty. I'm like, bah.
And then the other guy's like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Are you a naughty possum?
I mean,
I love that.
Bang.
Yeah.
Over and over.
A little naughty possum.
Yeah. I like the accent. I do.
Sounds like they need to run ads for moisturizing cream in the sink.
Do you like an accent like, oh, from Minnesota, oh, Kevin, oh, I'm going to touch your cock, oh. Does that, I'm saying as a sexy accent.
Yeah, that one didn't get me.
Okay. Maybe it was the fact that a man was saying it.
Maybe it's a delivery. But
the delivery I thought was spot on.
I'm a southern accent kind of guy too.
I get it. What do you call that? Like a Duluth or like a Wisconsin accent? Oh, is that Minnesota?
Yeah, you got Minnesota kind of like that area. You know, your Dakotas and your Minnesotas and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they got a little bit of that. A little bit more Scandinavian.
What turns you on less? The Kevin, oh yeah, or hardcore New England? Yeah, come on. Come on, Kevin, fuck me.
Will you stop?
I'm sorry.
And he's kind of like
can
thrusting.
Can you say something that's not so intensely
he's
like sexual?
He's kind of like thrusting as he's saying it.
I'll do that
like,
come on,
very
Kevin,
disturbing.
Fuck me.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Roll and I'm like, I'm definitely turned off, but I'm trying to figure out.
I'm talking
just about, say something benign.
I know.
Like,
I'm saying,
come over here.
Yeah.
Give me a kiss.
I'm doing it more of a role playing kind of. What would turn you on more out of those two?
Yeah, it's a little bit rougher.
Probably
and,
Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a little bit smoother and maybe a little bit more sexy. But oddly enough, I think I would probably mesh better with somebody from
Minnesota.
Now, no.
Really?
No. New England. Well, he made this very confusing.
Stop talking for him. You ask him a question, and then you answer for him. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, shut up, Virginia.
That's Irish.
I was trying to do, morph into Irish.
Got this email about flushable butt wipes. It says, hey, guys, I love you, but I'm tired of hearing about your butt wiping techniques. I know Virginia has been struggling over the fact that you can't flush the wet wipes, but there are wipes that you can buy that are flushable. Cottonelle has a flushable wipe?
I don't think they are. Mm-hmm. They say that they're flushable on the packaging. I get that. We can all fucking read. But if you talk to people at the sewer treatment plant, they tell you don't flush them because they're all getting stuck in the lines and gumming up the poop chutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I'd read that as well.
Even though it says flushable wipe on the packaging, a lot of people that know plumbing will tell you that you shouldn't be flushing any of them, especially if you don't have an industrial-sized toilet.
Mm-hmm.
You guys happy with your plumber?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I have the best plumber. He is so awesome. Such a good guy.
She likes him.
I do.
Apparently, yeah.
I am a big fan of the plumber that I have. He is amazing.
Okay. That's quite an endorsement there. Peyton said, I'm also ready for a virtual date with Jaybird ASAP. I'm really cute, and I have a really sanitized hiney. Okay.
Prove it.
Interesting line there.
Well, she's the one just sending the flushable wipes. Mm-hmm. So I guess
still
that ties in.
Still an interesting line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her selling point. Yeah, you could help us out. Send the photo, name, some of your interests, kind of the same things. People are like, hey, I want to hear Jaybird do that. Absolutely. If you want a virtual hookup, hang up thing with the bird.
I'm
all about that.
More thing, I don't think it's a good idea.
What?
You kind of already threw it out there.
I did, but I think I'm reeling it back in.
No rescinding.
No, I can rescind. This isn't the fucking...
Nah.
No. I know we say blood in, blood out. I'd like to see some more of that from you.
I'm married. Do you really want me to screw around?
No, that's not what I mean. You're taking my words and you're twisting them like you always do.
And you're putting your head in your hands like you always do.
I know. And don't email me how I'm putting my hands.
Touching your face.
Yeah, I know. Damn it, son of a bitch. I touch my face. I'm Italian. We touch faces.
Gemma in the Facebook chat had let us know what was up with the flushable wipes. She said, yes, flushable, but they do not break down, just horrible for the environment, is what she says. So there you go.
Damn.
Yeah, they're not good.
V constantly getting called out, though, about this topic.
But they're not.
I'm just being the middleman.
If you don't care about your plumbing, like if you're a renter that says, fuck the earth, then yeah, flush them. But if you own the toilet and the pipes, or if you care about the earth, you shouldn't flush them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you care more about, the earth or a clean hiney?
That's the age-old question.
Yeah. Kayla sent an email, said, imagine, it's 4 a.m. and you're sound asleep. When all of a sudden your dogs start barking and you hear pounding on the door.
Oh, no.
Awful.
4 a.m.?
That was our Thursday morning wake-up call. I check our Ring camera and I see someone at our front door. My husband gets out of bed, stark naked, and goes to the door and asks who it is. It's our neighbor. She wanted to complain to tell us that our newly installed lamps on our gateposts were disturbing her from viewing the meteor shower. By the way, we live in the acreage, so we all live on about an acre and a quarter properties.
So she had to come an acre over to say that?
Yeah, and she demanded that we turn them off.
Oh, this bitch is crazy.
That is insane.
Now you get stronger bulbs and you tell her to go suck it.
And you get more light poles. You build a wall of light poles.
She came all that way at 4 a.m. to bang on your door.
And she's got no right to do that.
People are losing their minds.
Get a ladder and sit on that.
Huh?
Get a ladder. If something's blocking you, get on a ladder and sit on it. And did she say something?
No,
it was the light. It's too bright, so she can't see the meteor shower.
Well, get a ladder anyway. You need those.
Get a ladder, because they're good.
Get a ladder and sit on it.
I mean, you live in the acreage. You definitely need a ladder.
Agreed. So that wasn't that dumb of a comment. It's like a 45%. All right, 85% dumb comment.
My husband proceeded to apologize for them being too bright and said, we will buy dimmer bulbs tomorrow. My response would have been totally different.
Yeah, me too.
She then continued on and on for 15 minutes.
What?
Oh, hell no.
She's yelling at him and he's standing there naked?
I think it's through the door is the way I'm visualizing it right now, but I could be wrong. That would be the way to correct it. There must be seriously something wrong with your mental state, right?
Yes.
Yes.
There's something seriously wrong with her. And maybe your husband was being kind and entertaining her because he knew she's a wackadoo.
What she could have done was, if she wanted to, she could have drove outside and just watch the meteor shower. There's ways you could have watched it without that light blocking.
Drive out, set up a ladder, and then get on it.
Fucking man, you can't get away with anything in these parts.
It's tough.
It is tough, man. We're living under Virginia law. Shit's gotten real. I hate living under Virginia law. It's madness.
You said, I forgot to mention, I have a 4-year-old son. She is damn lucky that he did not wake up.
Yeah, it's horse shit.
Yeah, this woman is crazy. And you just may want to be careful, though, because she may be like a nut job with like serious mental issues. If she's just a bitch, fight fire with fire. But if she's actually legitimately like losing her mind, then just be careful.
Yeah, if she comes back, you know, to tomorrow morning, says, "I can't see the moon," you might have a problem.
Your house is blocking the moon. All right.
I bet in the history,
get a ladder.
That has happened where someone's got pissed off. You're blocking the fucking moon.
It's an interesting thought from Nurse Schmidt in the YouTube chat. She said people are cracking in quarantine. They feel like they have no control, so reaching for places to get control, even if it is knocking on the door to awaken naked sleeping neighbors at 4 a.m.
Well, think about it. She was probably looking forward to this meteor shower for weeks now. And then this light.
That's all she's got.
That's all she's got. And this light is like blinding her. It's like, fuck, I need to see the meteors.
Yeah.
Yes. So just realize there are fragile mental people around you. You don't want to snap on them. But if she's a bitch, then you snap on her. You got to know the difference. And you sometimes have to investigate a little bit.
She is annoying, but there might be a reason why she's annoying. You see what I'm saying? There might be some pain there.
Yeah.
Well, I feel there's always pain there.
I feel like there are people who can kind of keep it together and keep their cool, and then there's other people that just can't. They just have to, and spit it all out. And so I think for people that can control themselves, you just have to go extra hard and make sure that you put extra effort into not exploding on these people, because they're just in a place where they're going to spew out more than they normally do, and you have to take more than you normally do so we don't all kill each other.
It's amazing, because Denny's has the most, he's at the patience of a saint. I mean, I see him in certain situations where I'd be okay by the first comment, by the third comment, I'd be like, what the shit? He's able to really keep it together. Some people just have that, man, where they're able to keep it together. What the fuck's that like?
Michael said the next meteor shower is not for 10 more years. That's why she was pissed.
Okay, all right. We'll find out some more information.
But then, you know, Elise just said, you know, so walk away from the light in the opposite direction to view it. So, I mean, you can't find a dark place.
Honestly, the acreage.
The ladder thing isn't that awful or bad of an idea.
It's just a great visual. This lady carrying around a ladder.
This emergency ladder.
Down the street.
Let me see.
What the shit was that?
Denny!
Someone's trying to break in!
What, something went through the wall?
I don't know, Kev, but somebody's been eating mama's porridge over here.
What does that mean?
Well,
it sounds sexual. And I can guarantee you, at least this morning, no one's eaten my porridge.
What? Yeah, what are we talking about?
I didn't mean to sound so sexual. I was just saying, she came in here today and someone was watching our TV.
Well, I can always tell when people have been in this studio. Even when there's a sign on the studio that says, nobody come in here except KVJ. Motherfuckers are coming in here on the weekend and hanging out. And you know these same rule breakers that can't respect a sign are the same people that are not distancing themselves socially properly.
We had a salesperson here today at work.
Yeah, I read an email that came out tail end of last week, and I think we are going to be getting people coming back into the building pretty quick. I think they're just kind of trying to wait. And I think maybe even today the governor might start talking about, you know, because we're waiting for the task force, thought maybe we'd have something on the previous Friday, then it was this Friday, and now I think maybe today you'll start seeing some stuff where they might start rolling it back and sending more people out. And I don't even know where this is all going to go. It's really, I have no clue. I'm reading what I can to try to understand it, but – you know, I'm just reading like the coronavirus outbreak, they say could wipe out 40% of the economy in the U.S. And people are starting to watch Sweden where they're just sending people back in and they're trying to get some people to actually get coronavirus so they build up immunity to it.
Oh, my God.
The people who are most healthy and do not have any pre-existing conditions, I think they're saying, hey, let's release you into the world because, you know, they look at that number. If we can get 70% immunity in the population, then there's enough of it where people then wouldn't be carriers and we could send out the more, start slowly releasing. It'd be like we'd have a ranking system. Where do you rank? Are you completely fine? And we could throw you out there in the midst of coronavirus. And if you got a little twinge of it, that we're pretty confident that you'd be fine. You wouldn't die from it, at least.
You hope that's not how you figure out you had a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, where would your ranking be on it? And you'd have to really think about, okay, am I tough enough to be able to do this?
If we had to rank KVJ, who would be the most one that would have to be quarantined the longest? You had to rank it.
Suits. I think Suits is the most fragile. Even though he's the youngest, I think he gets sick the most. And then it goes Kevin because you have a bronchial propensity.
And then me probably for my kidney.
Yeah, then you for your kidney. And then I think me and Denny's probably are the ones that could shake it off the best.
But the only thing with my kidney, if I have a healthy kidney, I should have everything else healthy. So I could actually be, I'd have to have a bad kidney. See what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know how it goes.
I do.
How is your kidney?
It's good.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking with it over the weekend. It's doing real good. I'm in my fucking prime over here, by the way.
Yeah, probably Bird and I would be the top. And Suits, even though he would get it, and yes, he would quake and shiver for about 10 days.
You think his youth would be on
his
side?
Yeah, I think his youth and lack of pre-existing conditions. Yeah, he would be the first to get it, but I think that he would be able to shake it off.
Yeah, Suits ain't no pussy.
I didn't say he was a pussy.
I didn't say you did, but there was an implication. Kev, you can back me up on that.
Well, his immune system is, yeah. So he'll get it, but then, yeah.
He'll get it first, but he'll shake it off. You're a pussy.
What?
How about that?
Why am I?
Because I want you to be.
Yeah, well, that's not a good answer. Give me reasons why, and then I'll back you up on that, because I am. I just want to hear the reasons.
See, I hate that, though, because I wouldn't even, I'd lose my mind. If everybody could go out, and I'm in a situation where it's like, I can't really go out, and everybody's living their life, I'd just be like, oh, man.
Whatever that is.
That would drive me crazy.
About your bronch, and you had a collapsed lung.
Yeah, I've got a lung defect, so
yeah.
I've got fissures on my lung that collapse, and so I've had both my lungs collapse.
That's
so.
A tough
one. You
don't
want to mess with that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it'd probably take me out, but, you know. Yeah, I'll go with you guys. It's all good. I've had a good life.
No, don't say that.
It's all
Jeez,
good.
Kevin.
Let the man speak his mind. This fucker's celebrating his life.
You got young children. You can't talk like that.
I think Kevin would battle back just because he's got that condition, he still would battle back. That's the bronch, y'all. Ain't nothing.
I'd fight it. Who needs lungs? Be all right. They got iron lungs, don't they? I could do something with that. I feel good about doing what I was doing with the vitamin C, though. I'm doing the emergency, and they said today that supplements containing vitamin C and D are a safe, effective, and affordable way to help fend off COVID-19.
There you go.
They say it's one of the best things you can do, and I'm doing both. So,
what about that zinc? They were saying take that for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. They've thrown out a lot of wacky stuff that I don't know. But besides vitamin C and D, he mentioned zinc. Docosahexaminohexaacid, or otherwise known as DHA, that's an easier way to say it, and omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
Zinc always reminds me of Scooby-Doo. Zinc! But doesn't they say zoink? Don't they do zoink?
Yeah.
What? Are you looking at me? Oh, my bad. I'm over here trying to make zinc a little sexy. I apologize. I'll shut the...
Scooby-Doo's sexy?
Are you okay?
No. No, I'm not.
I know you were talking to your kidney. Can you talk to your brain? Something's not... It's not clicking.
Can you talk to your heart? Oh, never mind. You don't have a fucking heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Astrid said the comment about the meteor shower. No, we're good. We got one in May. There's another in July, then October. So there you go. So
how does Astrid spell her name?
Astrid.
Say it again. What? What?
A-S-T-R-I-D?
S, yeah.
No.
No, wait.
Doesn't start with S.
I know it doesn't. I'm working it out. The A's silent in my head.
The A's silent.
Step off, witchy.
You're just fascinating.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me see. This is kind of interesting. Chris had sent this in, said, yes, I have a workmate named Rob. Rob is normally a reserved, quiet man, but this lockdown has caused him to invent stories. A little bit about myself. I don't speak to anyone at work unless I have to. I'm not there to make friends. I just want to work to get my paycheck and go home. But I'm really good at my job, so I get away with this attitude. The only person I personally know outside of work is Rob. Rob is single with no children. So last week at work, one of my coworkers walks up to me and starts talking to me. And all I'm thinking this whole time is, while she's talking, why are you talking to me? Then she says, Rob's doing great with his wife and children.
What?
Rob is going on walks with the family and playing games with the kids, etc. And I stopped her and I said, what? I said, there's only one Rob that works here. So I go to Rob's office and I ask him what's going on. Apparently, the loneliness of the quarantine has gotten to him. With people now caring about other people more, now in this quarantine, Rob didn't want people to know that he's lonely. So when asked this question, he goes on and makes up a wife and kids.
Oh, Rob, you've created a false double life.
This is a sitcom.
And so I said to him, I said, well, what are you going to do after the lockdown is over? I said, if you'd seen the look of panic that came over his face, I knew he didn't really think this thing out. And he came to me today and said he's now thinking of quitting because he can't face up to the people for all the lies he's been telling about his imaginary wife and kids.
Oh, Rob.
I told him he should just tell the truth.
No. Quit.
No, sometimes it's...
Definitely quit.
Or keep it going and say, Corona killed your wife and children.
My kids.
And you weren't able to attend the funeral because of social distancing.
Oh my gosh. Rob is in it.
Well, we're all in it now. Now we're all in it together.
Wow.
Oh,
how about that,
gosh.
Huh? It hit on me. How about that?
Everybody's going to know at work that you just snapped and lost your mind during the corona.
I think that's the way to go. Guys, I lost my shit. I snapped. I lost my mind.
I made up a wife and kids and all these stories.
Yeah.
And then I told you a bunch of them.
Don't quit your job. You can still get this.
Yeah, you can quit. You can find another job. Rob, it's just too much.
He's had these elaborate stories of, yeah, it's great. We played tic-tac-toe, had a good time.
My wife loves white wine. All these details.
Engineer Key sent this in, and it is very true about the surveys. Economic squeeze. He said Jaybird is right about who was asked. All surveys worth paying attention to have qualifying caveat data to go along with it. News outlets presenting survey data should include the qualifying data. If they don't include qualifying data, they should be ignored. That's a good little tip there. Qualifying data for surveys includes sample size, how many people were asked, population trying to be estimated. We're trying to estimate adults age 35 to 55. The data confidence and confidence interval. This survey data represents adults age 35 to 55 with 80% confidence. This data is accurate within, you know, plus or minus 5%. The reason the qualifying data needs to be included with survey data is because without it, it's worthless. And yeah, that is a really good note. And yeah, Jaybird always brings that up. And so now I'm trying to check, because the other day you'd asked me about one, and I checked the sample size, and I even went an extra step. There is a service, and I'd have to check, see how credible the service is, but they actually rate the quality of the survey that is putting it on now, because they're starting to realize, hey, they have an F rating. We're checking and going back and looking through their sample sizes, the survey, how accurate was. And so now I'm kind of going and seeing, okay, how does this survey taker rate with the survey rating service?
As a company.
Yes.
They should.
Yeah.
They got to be accountable of how they do it. You can't just accept people's word, because ever since we left Miami, I remember a couple surveys they did, and I really felt like, and I know it sounds like I'm crying sour grapes here, but it did not put us in a winning situation on any format whatsoever.
Yeah, that was the one where I started realizing, I was talking to somebody, because I remember I was sitting in a very painful meeting with all the head corporate bosses, You guys were, I didn't bring you into that one.
I remember that meeting, though.
But they're playing the Ann alarm clock bit, which I think, you know, to me, that's one of the funniest things. I laugh at that every time we play that. And they're like, yeah, that came back a D minus, the audience. And that's where I was like, really? And they're like, yeah. And the one guy's like, yeah, I thought it was funny, but apparently it just goes to show you the audience in Miami, they don't find you guys funny and they don't like the show. And I'm like going, yeah. I'm like, if they don't get that, then yeah, it's just not going to be a good fit. And apparently that's just. But then I talked to a buddy of mine going, I couldn't believe that. And this is a guy that's he was a corporate dude that is there. He's like, dude, he's like, we can make those surveys say whatever we want.
Exactly. And they all can.
He said, well, so don't let that get you down. He said that. Yeah.
Well, they wanted out of the, they wanted us out anyway, so of course they're going to back up research they want.
And he even asked me. He said, I could see that. He said, and he kind of knew the market too. He's like, they could have done that with 10 people in Hialeah that don't speak English.
Right.
And they're all like, do you find that funny? Be like, I didn't understand a fucking word of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I always ask, who is
and
doing
so
that?
So then it
shit?
Gets a D minus, and they're going, yeah, people just didn't find that funny. And I was like, okay, how about that? All right. So there you go. So yeah, I'm trying to check that more, and hopefully, I think with as many surveys are out there, yeah, now they're starting to rate some of these places, and they are having to disclose sample size. So definitely something I'll, be paying more attention to. Let me see. Quick lesson. We're talking about those mating cats out front of your window. Several people sent in their junior high elementary or junior high biology about the barbed penis of the cat. And that's also they stay hooked. And that's why the female cats don't respond well to mating.
Well, I think barbed penis? Yeah, yes. I would scream too.
And also, too, the biting of the back.
Yes.
That doesn't help.
Doesn't sound like it's an enjoyable experience for these female cats to have to mate.
We had a female cat in Palm Beach Gardens, and she was out catting all the time. I mean, she was the town pump.
She liked the barbed penis?
Oh my gosh, man. I don't know what was going on with her, but she was fixed, too, and she still liked to have sex a lot with different cats.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Can I tell
this? Would you follow her around?
We'd hear her. We'd hear her. She'd have these howls.
Distinctive moan.
During the night, and we'd be like, oh, she's with the new cat across the street. Oh, she's with that cat now.
Dang, girl.
Yeah. That's with getting
catting
fixed.
Around.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it possible some female cats just like getting it?
I don't know. I don't know how you could like it if that's the description of having to deal with a barbed penis.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. I don't know. It does not sound like a good time. Sounds like a grappling hook. I would not want to deal with that. So,
Wow. A lot to process there.
Yeah.
A lot to think about.
It really is. It's just one of those ones you just don't know what to say. It's like, and you just kind of walk on about your day.
And I feel weird asking my vet about this stuff because I don't have a cat. And I'm like, it was like, why am I talking about cat porking?
Yeah.
What can you do, though? That would be a good question for the vet. If that's going on outside your window.
Good point.
What can you do that's humane?
Well, just to kind of make them,
we'll get them.
I think a lot of times they say, like, squirt guns, right? I think that.
I would feel such an asshole squirting cats in the middle, getting them their fuck on.
If you don't
well,
have
just
a squirt
hopefully
gun.
They'll run somewhere else and do it.
If you don't have a squirt gun, are you allowed to pee on them?
No, man. I just go, hey.
No, that looks really weird because it looks like you got some weird sexual fetish. You're like going, that's sick, son of a bitch.
And everybody,
and your neighbor's looking out the window.
Yeah,
you're not gonna believe.
And where
what that dude just did.
Yeah. You're right. Because where my unit's at, there's 12 houses that can see my every move.
They can see your unit.
I'm living in the worst. You're right. They can.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, Penelope said, yeah, spray him with the hose. Yeah, it seems like the best move. I do that with anybody you see getting it on. Just spray them with a hose. Humans, too.
I have a feeling if I did that with the squirrels, I'd spray them as they're having sex, and they'd look at me and then continue.
And then not break eye contact with you.
Do your squirrels in your neighborhood not break eye contact with you like the ones at mine? They'll do that chest shit, like they're like, fuck you, bitch, and then they just stare at you. I've got a couple that will walk with me. Until I get to my gate, and then they're just like, you want to get in this, bitch? Let me see your ID.
Yeah,
they're bouncers?
They are brazen.
Yeah, we were sitting out back about a week or so ago, and there's two squirrels in our neighborhood that kind of go from the front to the back, and we have one of those privacy walls around our backyard. And he was on top of the privacy wall, just kind of like looking down. The Mexican queen's like, oh, my God, I think that squirrel wants your hair. And I didn't know what was going on.
Well, he wants to either fight it or mate with it.
Fight it or fuck it. One of the two.
Either way.
Either way, you're screwed.
Either way, she better make a video. If that happens, she either knows way, she needs to grab a camera.
Either way, I'm defending my hair's honor.
I haven't seen too many squirrels fight, but I have seen them fuck. And I would say you'd probably want them to fight.
Yeah, I don't know. It's bad news either way, so.
I don't know what's going on. The squirrels have evolved into something different than 1990 squirrels. They have. They're different animals now.
They're ballsier by you.
They're bigger.
Yeah.
The ones by me are still pretty, like, timid.
Tequesta squirrels.
I think they're a little bit more spread out. They don't know. Like, we live, you know, we're a lot more close. It's kind of like, you know. More
you got an urban squirrel.
Yeah, we got urban squirrels. You got country squirrels.
Okay.
Yeah, and plus it doesn't help that my neighbor feeds him nuts. He basically has a nut farm.
Is it the same neighbor that would see you if you pissed on the cats?
Yeah, he would be one of them.
That'd be amazing.
He's going to think you're fucking insane.
Pull up the next door app and see somebody going, I saw the weirdest thing.
It's two cats fucking. So my cats.
I just put out some nuts for the squirrels, and then I saw this guy.
So I got to. That would be. I'd love to just see the comments I might get.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Somebody in our neighborhood had posted up. Does anybody know how long the power is going to be out for?
Still,
Denny's was out for 6 hours.
So 21 hours ago, but apparently it was out in the neighborhood for a while.
Denny's texted me, and after he texted me, mine came right back. I was like, "I got my power on." I'm like, "This shit is not okay." Hold on, I just came on mid text.
Wow,
yeah, it was weird.
6 hours is a long time.
It was because then my laptop and phone died. I'm like, son of a bitch, just a man in his thoughts in the dark.
Yeah.
Listening to cats fuck.
Listening to cats.
Nobody wants to go piss on them. I would almost blame them. Would almost blame you.
I can hear the cats bang, but I see the squirrels screw. It's a weird world I'm living in.
Yeah. Yeah, I just felt like with that storm that we had yesterday, it's almost like Mother Nature's like going, hey. Don't forget about me.
Yeah. I'm preparing you for hurricane season. Just to remind you, I'm going to blow through here in a few months. Y'all better be ready.
Well, what's terrifying. I mean, it doesn't even start for another month and change. Yeah. And you see that, you're like going, okay, what's coming?
I thought the same thing. I thought, okay, let's not forget about Mother Nature.
Yeah, if this were July and we got that big, okay, you know, it's July. No. It's April.
I want to shut something down that's getting a little traction on social media here. No, I'm not watching animals bang because I'm horny. I do not get enjoyment sexually watching lizards, squirrels, or cats. Fuck. I swear.
But I do all day. No. And I may put my hand in my pants.
I just want to clear that up, Kevin.
Okay. Thank you.
My good name was being thrown through the mud again.
Glad we got that clarified. Yeah. All right. Anything that you need to add in, you can always send us those emails, mail@kbjshow.com, mail@kbjshow.com. Thank you guys for checking it out. We're here every single weekday now. 11 a.m. is when we start at Facebook and YouTube, the After the Show podcast. Have a great Monday. Goodbye.